You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Dave Urquhart and Chris Bateman. Dave Urquhart is the coordinator for the 40th Old Mill Run taking place this Saturday in Columbia. Chris Bateman, the co-founder of the Old Mill Run over 40 years ago. Now, Chris, this is the 40th Old Mill Run, but you co-founded this about 42 years ago. What's the deal?
Well, the deal is we had a couple of misses in the early 2000s where the people didn't step up to the plate, the race didn't happen, and then we resumed it after that and haven't missed since, I think, 2003.
Take us back to the beginning. What is the genesis of the Old Mill Run?
The genesis of the Old Mill Run, and the first Old Mill Run was in 1978. And this was right after the running boom took hold. And I got swept up into it. I was a runner. And Jim Fix's book, The Complete Book of Running, was like our Bible. And the one thing that was lacking in our county was a race. So I decided, along with Roger Scott, who was the county recreation director at the time, that we would see if we could organize one. I approached my boss, Harvey McGee, the publisher of the Union Democrat, where I worked at the time, and he got on board, and we put the Old Mill Run on first time in 1978. No registration at all. It was free. We had a really good turnout.
How was Columbia chosen?
I lived in the area, and one of my training runs was around Columbia, and I said, I think I got an idea for one that would be just about 6.2 miles, and it turned out it was right on the money.
Dave Urquhart, anything special for this, the 40th?
Well, we have a special T-shirt. Chuck Waldman designed the front of the T-shirt, and we have a gold 40 behind it, so it looks really, really pretty neat. We do have a lot of fundraising again for this event. Last year, I took the race over with my wife from Kathy Peacock, who had done it for a number of years. And we raised money for the free Christmas Eve dinner in town and also the Wings Fund. So we have a chance to help those funds out. And that's been great.
Let's talk about the variety of runs and walks featured this Saturday.
Okay, it was a 10K run for a number of years. And then there was a 2-mile run that was added in. Last year, we took out the 2-mile run and added a 2-mile walk because there are a lot of people our age that walk rather than run now. And then we added a 2-mile run this year. So we have a 10K run, a 2-mile run, a 2-mile walk, and we have two races for kids right through town, right through Columbia Main Street. So it's kind of nice. We have a variety of activities for people. And last year we had probably about half runners and half walkers.
The run is this Saturday.
This Saturday, the kids' run started at 8:30, and the other three, the walk and the two runs at 9 o'clock. We also have former race winner Chuck Waldman as the starter again this year.
Chris Bateman, can you tell us about some of the records set back in the day?
We had a quick succession of records up to, for the men, 1982. And then a Southern California guy by the name of Don Moses came back, and I think he ran in the low 32s, and he beat out two-time winner Bradley Brown for that record, and nobody's touched it ever since.
And a female record.
The female record perhaps is even more untouchable. It was set by a woman named Lori Crisp, now named Lori Claire. And she ran it in the low 35s, which is like an excellent time for women. And then Lori went on to be an elite marathoner and won $14,000 in race purses. She dropped out of San Diego State and decided to run for money and made quite a bit.
Dave Urquhart, you have some special incentives for this Saturday?
Right. We decided to try and draw some high-class runners, so we're offering a $250 prize to the winner of the men's 10K and the women's 10K. And then Chris Bateman is offering up another $250 if somebody breaks a record. So this could be a good deal. And that will be along with, the gold pan that the winner takes home as well.
It'll be a good deal unless I have to pay up.
Of course. Overall, what will the proceeds benefit?
So they're going to benefit the Christmas Eve dinner at the fairgrounds. Last year, we were able to pay for all the food for that event. And then the Wings Fund, which is a fund that is through the Sonora Area Foundation that assists families who have kids hospitalized out of the county. So those two funds are what we support.
Can you give us a website for more information?
It'syourrace.com is where you can sign up. And get signed up soon if you can do that. If you can't do that, you can sign up the day of the race at the Eagle Cottage in Columbia.
Chris Bateman, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, Don is still running. He's 60 now, and he figures maybe 9-minute miles. And I tried to get Lori to come back, and she's too busy. She's a chemistry professor at San Diego State now. She went into that when she finished running. And I said, well, are you still running? And she said, yes, she was 5'1", 110 pounds when she won the Old Mill. She's still exactly the same. She's about to turn 60, and she claims on her birthday she's going to go out and run 60 miles.
Dave, anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
No, we're just looking for a good turnout and good weather. The other two local runs this year have had some rain and wind, so we're looking for a sunny day.
It's April. I mean, come
it's
on.
April. Should be nice with wildflowers out on the route.
The 40th Old Mill Run in Columbia this Saturday morning. We've been speaking with Dave Urquhart and Chris Bateman. Always good to see both of you.
Thank you.